on the subject of hair, if you heard it. I mean, Elle on the show yesterday.
I need a haircut, and I'm cheap, and I'm just going to hand him some scissors and be like, trim this off.
Whoa.
No, it's fine. I do. I want him to, yeah, I need a haircut. Someone's got to do it.
Abort mission. No.
And you know what?
Mm-mm.
That's the first.
I do.
So far of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the second one, she'll probably regret the first.
I do.
Yeah. So we did. Yeah. Last night there, just at the house. And I have it right here in a Ziploc bag in serial killer style because she forgot it. 10 inches we lopped off last night.
It looks like an evidence bag.
And she looks all right this morning, right?
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
I do.
She always
looks
fantastic.
Yeah, so no harm, no foul. But oh, my gosh, she trusted me with her heart, her hopes, and her bangs. And that brings us, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the home office and writing staff in Granbury, Texas, our Tuesday morning top 10. Been very wedding-centric lately. And if you haven't RSVP'd, coming up on the 27th, we'd love to have you there.
Everyone's invited.
Yep. And then you can see the masterful haircut.
Okay, so
River Ranch Stockyards, RSVP, 921HankFM.com.
She has a lot of hair. So I think that may be part of the key.
A lot less. But it's our Tuesday Top 10, the top 10 thoughts that may be going through your mind while you are literally cutting your fiance's hair, the bride-to-be, 2.5 weeks out until the wedding.
Got a lot of questions. Yeah.
Number 10.
See, this is why I've been asking if she's wearing a veil. Yeah, because really going to save the...
Number nine.
Though I'm glad we're doing this, the step of premarital counseling, I think, has went too far. A bit too far out of the trust tree at this point.
I do.
Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah, that's not how that's supposed to work.
Number eight thing racing through your mind while you're cutting your bride-to-be's hair. With open enrollment currently going on, I wonder what plan has the lowest deductible for non-life-threatening visits to the ER.
I'm glad you're asking these questions.
Number seven. Well, don't worry, baby, all right? Just like our love, your hair will grow forever. And maybe back in time. I don't
know. Number six.
Number six. You know that blue liquid they keep all the combs and the scissors in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have drank that beforehand.
Okay? Oh, dear.
Yeah. But we have reserved it for possibly a...
Will it flow?
Coming up.
Will it flow?
Yeah. Yeah.
When will that tank be clean?
Actually, you know what? That might do it.
Number five.
Good idea, Doris. Thanks.
Number five. Thought going through the mind of somebody cutting their fiance, bride-to-be's hair. Well, as 1 Corinthians says, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Can we go back to the patience and the record of wrongs thing that we
made? Yeah.
You have a look of pain on your face right now.
Yes, this is, you know, as a woman that has dreamed my entire life of having 10 inches of hair to flow about, it literally is breaking my heart.
You've seen what it did to the belt sander in the room. I mean, that was a...
Number 4!
Number four on that thought. Has anybody seen my Flowbee?
Huh? No. No way.
Number 3!
Those that remember. Number 3 thing racing through your mind. This leftover hair is just what I need to finally complete my life-size doll of my... Okay.
No.
Keep this in mind that this is written by our writing staff, so we may have an HR issue here.
Number 2!
Hey, just remember one person's uneven is another's asymmetrical. And then finally,
number one thought
maybe going through the mind while you're cutting your bride-to-be fiance's hair 2.5 weeks until the wedding.
Number 1!
Well, I call this... the marital mullet.
No. I do.
For now.
Turn them on. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.